I'ma eat a crimp. I'ma eat a crimp. Eat a crimp. It's a Kalux on the Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing Above Average Radio. This is where radio comes alive. Now, earlier on, I did speak about my blocked nose and like how I'm sounding, or if I'm able to disguise it. And I guess not. Listen to this.
Good morning, everybody, on this beautiful Tuesday morning. You know what, NSK, now that you mention it, I cannot unhear it. Yes, you sound so blocked.
Sounds so blocked.
So blocked.
Hi, Eugene, why are you calling out the obvious now? Why? Just why? But I think I'm doing good, boss. Yeah, I need to steam,
dude. You need to steam yourself, yeah.
I need to steam.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no time, like, I've got things to do after this. I need to do that. I think I'll probably get home 6-7-ish.
Yeah.
Maybe even 8 today.
Hang in there.
Yeah. No, it's like, yeah, I was check for the door.
We push.
So, yesterday, Shaquan,
yes.
I realized in doing some readings about the World Cup that there's a possibility that South Africa might not even make it to the quarterfinals,
mm-hmm.
regardless of what they do in the next match.
Yeah.
Okay.
When is their next match, by the way?
The next match, I will have to double check that.
Okay.
But while
let
we...
Let me check for it, yeah.
As a belief.
Educate me as a belief, because me, I'm just confused.
Exactly.
Eh?
So, now, obviously, we've got our experts on the ground here that are really analyzing this thing.
Yes.
And Joe Blom, seasoned mm-hmm. commentator,
mm-hmm.
looked at this situation.
Yeah.
Looked at the possibility of South Africa not making to the quarterfinals. Let's just let's really hear from our buddy Joe Blom.
Good morning, NSK. Good morning, Shaquan.
Good morning. Hope I love the way he sees my name.
Great. We are slowly reaching the end of the group stage of the World Cup rugby. And this Saturday, 9 o'clock, we will have a very interesting game coming up in Group B. South Africa is currently topping Group B. And on Saturday, we will see the second place island that's sitting on 14 points. They will come up against Scotland, who has got 10 points. The question on everyone's lips, can those two teams knock out South Africa out of the World Cup? Now let me explain it the way I understand it in a Shaq one.
Mm-hmm.
If Scotland beat Ireland by a bonus point, Scotland will end up on 15 points, the same as the box, but because the criteria, once the points are tied, they will first look at the head-to-head.
Okay,
we would have beaten them in the head-to-head, so we would stay on top of Group B. If Ireland beat Scotland, there will be no rocket science. They will top the group, South Africa in second place. Now, everybody was saying this, if Ireland is beaten by Scotland with a bonus point, and Ireland get a bonus point, and they beat them more than 21 points, Scotland will have a better points difference than South Africa. Yes, Scotland will have a better point difference, but now, currently, Ireland has a 4-point better points difference than South Africa. So if Ireland concede more than 21 points against Scotland, the box will have a better points difference than Ireland. So the thing is quite complicated. But for me, I think that will be a cracker of a game. I don't think any of the teams will lose. And I personally think that South Africa has already booked their place in the quarterfinals in a Scan Check 1 because the only way they can go out is by points difference and not by the head-to-head system. But I think for the points difference, it has to be a great margin for them to get out. But the points difference, the more points Scotland score, the more their points difference of Ireland dropped away from the points difference of the box. So that is the scenario for this coming Saturday in Group B. So for me, I think Scotland will be beaten by Ireland, and Ireland will top the group with South Africa in second place. I don't think the points difference will play any role, or even both teams getting a bonus point and they end up on 15, and then South Africa will still go through to the quarterfinals.
All right, thank you so much. So basically, Scotland must not win against Ireland.
Yeah.
And if they do win against Ireland,
with a bonus point,
with a bonus point, with a certain margin, sharp shavena, check for it, do, sister Bettina, Johannesburg toe. Gaan eens toe. Durban, bye.
Yo.
Crazy, right? But
what are the chances?
Exactly. Exactly.
What are the chances? Because
nah, Scotland is not going to beat Ireland.
No, they're not.
No. They're not going to beat Ireland.
It's okay.
Yeah, Scotland did get a victory against Romania. They did beat Tonga. But Scotland is not better than Ireland.
No,
Ireland is
not.
The number one rugby playing nation right now.
Yeah.
In the world, they rank number one.
Mm-hmm.
They beat South Africa, fair and square. Ireland is just a fantastic rugby playing nation.
Yeah.
Scotland is ranked, I think, 6th or 5th right now. But in terms of victory, I mean, the last time Ireland lost a game was what? Let me just quickly double check. The last time Ireland lost a game was... I'm going through the results. They didn't lose a game this year.
They didn't lose a game
this year at all, even in the friendlies and in the Six Nations. This is amazing. Wow. Last year, let's see. Just quickly double checking.
Right,
they beat New Zealand last year twice. They beat New Zealand last year twice. They beat New Zealand. Okay. Their last defeat came against New Zealand in a tri series, a triplet series. But they beat New Zealand twice and they lost once. And that was in July last year. That's the last time Ireland tasted defeat. Okay. I don't think it's going to come against Scotland.
Yeah. Partner, you know what's interesting, hey?
Yeah.
And that's a valid point. I was just checking the world rankings right now. Ireland TS is number one, South Africa 3,
yeah.
Scotland 5.
Yeah.
Namibia is 21.
Okay. I talk. On to Namibia.
Hey.
And then, for you.
Yeah, I just want to. I have to make this point that we are there behind South Africa as an African nation because Zimbabwe is 31 and Kenya 33.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying.
It's interesting that Zimbabwe is ranked higher than Kenya, though. Kenya rugby has been doing fantastic of late.
Over the past few years, actually.
Yeah.
That's true.
Okay. But that's interesting.
But still, Namibia is so new.
Namibia is number one.
We're now
apart from South Africa.
Home.
Yeah, we need to find that out. And maybe get them in studio to talk about.
But also the box need to win. A lot is going in through my mind right now, and I'm really trying to understand what Joe Blom just shared with us right now.
Yeah.
But we have Scotland to go through. Scotland
must not beat Ireland.
Yeah, their key players must just get Machwerk. So that they don't beat.
7:42 on the People's Hour. So stick around. We've got Mega and Gaza coming up.
Okay, whiteboard markers.